This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving right back into it, apparently February is a month in which they want you to watch your weight because you're frozen inside in the Midwest, at least, not everywhere nationally.
We spent the last two months in holidays just eating.
Well, I think January is like a cleanse month for a lot of people.
That's
they
fair,
do
yeah.
dry January
new
or whatever.
Year, new me.
Yeah, right.
Not still the same year, just a new year. And then dry January and then February 1st. All right, I need a drink.
Exactly.
You know? But good for you guys if you actually survived and keep going. I know I am ready to be able to go right back out to the streets and do my normal routine
Same.
Of runs and
yes.
jogs and walks
Same.
And more walks and jogs and runs.
You're ready to get outside? Yeah, like
yeah,
the winter's like, over. The spring training baseball has
yes.
started. We were just in New Orleans where it was nice. We're done with this, right?
I mean, we came back to a rude awakening.
Yeah.
But I am glad they didn't nail the coverage of snow. Maybe some places got it, but like we were talking about like 4 to 9 inches of snow.
Yeah.
I think we might have gotten 2.5.
Maybe. And it was such light powder too.
Yeah.
It just moved it out of the way.
It just dissipated.
Jen only had
quickly.
A shovel once. It was great.
That's
yeah.
good. But we do the Smasher Pass every Thursday around this time.
Smash.
And it seems like a very health kick when it comes to this website. This is from The Tasty.
I'm loving some of these recipes
I
so far.
They're right up your alley.
Yeah.
So one of them is a roasted vegetable macaroni and cheese. So they have like squash, zucchini, broccoli, peppers. And then you make your mac and cheese, the elbow style, and then add all those roasted veggies into it.
Looks pretty good, yeah.
So you're smashing.
Yeah, absolutely. I am absolutely smashing that, yeah.
Blood orange, almond, and ricotta cake.
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
That seems a little too rich.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue steak bowls with sesame, spicy sesame dressing.
Mm. Doesn't that look
Sign
good? Good.
Up,
yeah,
I'm yes. right?
that, yeah.
Love it.
I don't know how to say that.
Quinoa?
It's quinoa. I thought it was quinoa.
English language.
Quinoa pizza bowls.
That looks good.
Yep, I'm in.
That looks like heartburn in a cup. Twice baked breakfast sweet potatoes. How you doing?
Oh my! Baked potatoes are a pain in the ass to make, like labor intensive.
So I get the ones at Hy-Vee.
I know. You get, but I've never seen like the sweet potato. Like,
oh, they have them.
Do they? Okay.
Okay.
But this one looks like a sweet potato. Obviously, the sweet potato, but a twice baked. So. Gutted, smothered, and re-put in there.
With a fried egg on top. That looks good.
Yeah. With sausage in there, too, and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that sweet potato combo, sign me up.
If somebody Smash. Makes that for me, I'm in.
Oh, for sure.
If I have to make it, probably out.
Probably goes with me for all of these items, yeah.
This is what I will pass on. Spicy buffalo chickpea wraps. I'm just not really into those. I think it's like a texture thing. Just give me the Buffy chicky wrap.
If you take it's not chicken, it's the chickpeas with the buffalo.
Yeah.
I like chickpeas. I put them in the air fryer, throw them on top of a salad or eat them as a snack,
yes.
and they're crunchy.
Very good.
They're really good for that. I'm not in on that, though. No.
I like the cinnamon white Russian, though.
No,
I don't
know if
ever had a, have you ever had a white Russian?
I have once.
Yeah, in
I
Russia?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
No, yeah, I think white Russian is all right. It's normally like a creamy dessert cocktail. Mm. A good resetter. Add a little cinnamon in there. Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm in.
Out.
Okay.
Just not a White Russian fan.
I don't want cream in my...
Nacho-style sweet potato wedges with black beans and green chili salsa.
I'm leaving right now to go make that.
That is awesome.
I mean, why not? Like, green salsa, you put that on anything for me, I'm a sucker.
Any verde style of burrito, taco, anything, I'm all in. Yeah. I love enchiladas with the green chicken and the cheese.
I'm going to give you a little secret. Go to Hy-Vee, get the green enchilada sauce, put a couple of chicken breasts in a pan, and just bake it in the oven with some cheese on top. It's so easy and delicious.
Yeah, everything is just like such a health kick. Like polenta, refried beans, and egg skillets.
I do that, man.
Best beef and bacon meatloaf. Yeah. So a meatloaf wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, labor intensive again. If somebody wants to make that, I'm in. Yeah.
Brussels sprouts and mushroom grilled cheese. I'll make those at 1 a.m. every day the rest of my life.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not making it 1 a.m., Dad.
Are these like
a... I'm making it 1 a.m.
Is this a sandwich or is it like a like an open face like Brussels sprouts and mushroom on top? I think it's a
sandwich. They're showing you the sandwich open, then they're putting it on top of there with the final picture.
Yeah, that looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, I'm in.
Bittersweet chocolate pudding pie with dark rum.
Not a chocolate pudding guy.
That's going to lock your jaw. But how about the one below it? Tiramisu Swiss roll cake.
All day.
That looks good.
Where's Jasper at?
I'll be there
every single Saturday afternoon eating that, just that. That looks nuts, man. So what are you smashing on in February? I need to know because we did the chili and the chili dykes last night. It was fantastic. But I'm trying to, I don't know what's like a traditional February smash food. I mean, obviously, people do the Valentine's Day sweets. Like, you now have candy in your house for the next...
Did you look at number 22 on this list?
But I can scroll down. Is it a smash? Why don't you give it a read?
Pulled pork Pop-Tarts.
Whoa, what?
That's just, like, basically an enlarged pizza roll.
It's like a pork empanada is what
I
would
call it. Probably better at it, too. Trout and garlic lemon butter herb sauce.
I like trout.
How you doing?
Yeah, trout's good. Yeah.
Do love
butternut squash cake?
Pass. it is interesting to know like what people
like all these good things, and then you got butternut squash cake. I'm like,
somebody in the text line says Korean hot dogs. Look it up, so damn good.
I know, I'm looking it up right now. Korean corn dogs are made with a thick yeasted batter that doesn't include cornmeal. Instead, rice flour is typically used.
Huh.
Sausages are often wrapped in cheese, such as sticks of mozzarella. Yeah, and deep fried, I'm in.
That Cajun sausage I had at the airport in New Orleans was pretty damn good, too.
Wasn't you like that?
Oh, yeah.
It's tough to get good food at an airport.
Of course, yes.
Because even if you do get, like, whatever the franchise is, for some reason, maybe it's in my head, it doesn't taste the same.
It's not.
Like, one time I got a pan pizza from a Pizza Hut in an airport, I was like, this doesn't taste like Pizza Hut. My dad's like, shut up, it was $12, eat it. I'm like, okay, fine.
That's a total dad move right there. I don't care what it tastes like. It was $12. You sit down and eat it.
Better be the best damn pan pizza you've ever had.